use it just as it is ours. We have the Russian names. You ask any Iranian, they believe that samovar is a Persian word. We don't know this is Russian name, because the language is like that. It's a language with no real ruling grammar. No. It's just like that. It have no structure, because it's not based on a structure. It's based on describing something. You explain the stuff. You have one little part that you add in the front, it will give it another meaning to it. You add something at the end of it. And you use 5-6 words together even. Doesn't matter. It goes like that. So he comes to that because it's more enigmatic. It's more, let's say, open-ended. It's not defined. And you know that definition is something that we avoid, because we cannot be precise. Our job is not precision. It's just the opposite. We want to talk about something which is not talkable. We want to say something is not sayable. What should we do? Like we did before. Before, when I had some feeling in me and I couldn't express it with words, what should I do? I find an instrument, I play the music. You understand a little bit of it. First of all, you understand if I'm sad or unhappy. You get some part of it. You get more if you're familiar with that language as well. There is a mixture of the words and the music. Do you know what it's called? Poetic language. Poems are musicality and the words. But they're more enigmatic. Then there is this storytelling. And we mix them all, because that's the only way you could talk about this. Now we come to the language and the need of translation of this. Some words are not really translatable. I would not dare even to translate them to Persian, although my Persian is really good. I mean, when it comes to Persian language, I am master of that language. But it's not translatable, because it's not really one word. This is what Arab language is all about. The word is not carrying one meaning. The word in Arab language carries a field of meaning. Means a different activities and stuff are referred to. So in that language you learn the group, the family, the ambiance, the era of the word, which goes like this. It's very simple, kid stuff, right? Majority of the verbs, which are the main stuff here, have three letters only in Arab language. So this is an action. You add an alphabet in here, this becomes the doer of this stuff. You add an alphabet here, an alphabet here, an alphabet, and those adding alphabet are fixed. They are A, E, O, E, stuff like that. They are not the real alphabet. They are that confusion which is in that language, because these vocals in old Arabic, they didn't have even the alphabet. That was the dilemma of reading that language. So, learning to play with those words will give you the field. That's easy for Iranians, because they know the word and they add those A, E, O, and they could find it. For you, it's not that easy. But when we come to the words which are really important, this is the way. You see that this is, over there you will see the three alphabet of two words. One is halq, the other one is mazaj. And we talked about it. This was what we talked about last time. You remember? It was difficult for me to translate halq. But halq in Arab language, when you look around it, like here, you will understand that halq is the throat. Halq is a ring. Halq is rings together. Halq means suspended somehow. A lot of stuff, which will give you a feeling about that word. So the explanation here, you read which are the translation of the words at the right hand side. Those words are the word itself, which is three alphabet, M, Z, J, something like that. But when you play with it grammatically, the way you could do in that language will give you these all different meanings. And there is one Persian in it that in Arab countries now, they don't use it like that. When you go to a physician, to your doctor, well, what are they asking about? The first question. What is their specialty? What they are working with? It's your mezaj. Means it's your well-being biochemically as you are physically, right? If you are a fellow who is very easily, he could be very easily agitated. You're a tempered fellow, right? So this machine of you is like that. So it's not biochemical. It's even your mentality is over there. But normally it refers to your physical health or physical state of being with all these different meanings. And why this was brought up? It's not my fault, sorry. It was Rumi's fault. Rumi started book 3, the book of enrichment, with the first advice in this path. He said, you know about the first step of this path? That's what brought you here. You know about the second one, which was love? A book about it. Then we talked about this wisdom. Now it's your turn. You know the basic of this wisdom? Look around and feed yourself. Feeding. That is the point. Let's go back a little bit to understand. Do you agree? Who is the volunteer tonight to be suspended? What was the first point Rumi made about this wisdom? That is the question. First thing, the first point he made, book 2, what was that?
I was, you should find a peer.
That was the first part of the second, paragraph of the second part of book 1.
Blood to milk. Blood to milk.
Before that, I got you. That was the trick. He talked about the taste. In the opening, not the verses. He made a long speech about the camel and the ring and halqa and all that, right? Remember it. He remembers all that. Because for him, it's not a matter of remembering. He just sees there. He said, let me tell you about the exception we are talking about. There is a rule in the universe which is limitation. But is exception, no limitation. Baman lam yozeh lam yoder. And if you don't have the taste, you will not get it. We are back to the taste. He said, remember, book one was about love, and that goes naturally. So it was like the blood which will carry everything to the child. That was book one. Book two, I started to talk about being bored. Now, after drinking the milk, I was giving you the milk. Your book three. Now you have, over there I told you it's about taste. Here, let me tell you, you have to find that taste now. How? First, we'll cut off the milk. Means I'm not going to give you something to swallow. We did it. We did it all. Didn't we? For 2 years we talked about it. All the different part of it. Remember? Finished. Now we're talking about something else. That something else is that real exception. That real exception is to learn, to grow up. Okay, we told you how to go about it. But you have to really do it. Because how could I know that? Where could you really feed your spirit? I don't know your life. You know your life. You know what you're doing in your life, right? So you have to find that taste. But before anything else, remember, this taste is just like love. It's not something you get. It's something will be given to you. Even the throat to swallow it will be given to you. Because we are not talking about your personal power. You're talking about that other power, right? Which is not limited to this me, biological machine and thoughts. The other one. That connection of the breath, remember? You say, there it is. That phenomena that we called ha! Everybody remembers that phenomenon? Do you? That one is the giver of the taste and giver of the ability to taste it even. Means there is some other power. What did he mean by that really? Okay, let's look at it. He started with this that listen, first let me tell you about that special power. It's here, in this Hesameddin. How did it came here? We don't know. The instruments for that, we don't know. This is like all other stuff. We don't know the instrument of this or that. But we know something, that when a Sufi will have those qualities in him, this is the fellow that in our story goes through the fire. Anybody remember going through the fire? Do you remember?
The small part.
First paragraph, book two. Yes, the last part of first paragraph was, he said, oh, the image of my beloved is like an idol, but it's an idol breaker, and we get to it going through the fire like Abraham. And he gave you a reason. He said, because as far as I know, there are two pictures of the human being. One is the realistic one, which is an animal full of greed and ego and all that. This is the picture of the human being, realistic. Means intelligently. Do you remember I don't believe in intelligence? Do you remember? For one thing only. What is that stuff?